having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish.
以弗所书第五章二十五到二十七节，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等内的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
It may seem odd that I chose this passage because the immediate context is talking about the roles of husband and wife in marriage.
我今天选择这节圣经呢，可能显得有点奇怪，因为这节圣经的前后文呢是讲到丈夫和妻子在婚姻里面的角色。
However, the Apostle Paul wants to paint a picture of marriage that reflects the relationship between Christ and the church.
但是呢，使徒保罗其实是用婚姻里面的这个图画呢，是来描述教会和基督和教会的关系。
And when I use the word church, there may be a lot of ideas flowing in your mind about what a church is.
当我提到教会这个名词的时候呢，可能有你脑子里面呢会出现很多的想法。
And my concern is that there may be a lot of misconceptions of what a church is.
我所担心的呢是说，对教会是怎么样一个定义呢？可能会有一些错误的想法。
And let me explain to you what a church is not and what a church is.
那我接下来呢就会跟大家介绍教会不是什么，然后呢我会介绍教会是什么。
First, the church is not a building.
首先呢，教会呢不是一个建筑物。
Now the Chinese word translation of the word church.Makes it sound like it is a building.
教会这个词在中文翻译里面呢，我们常常翻作教会或者教堂，听上去呢好像是一个建筑物。
And of course, we have a church sign outside that indicates this building as Oakridge Baptist Church.
当然呢，我们在我们教会的门口呢有一个标志呢，说指向说这里是浸信会教会。
But the New Testament does not associate church with the building.
但是呢，在新约里面呢，教会这个词呢，跟一个建筑物呢是没有关联的。
Second, relating to the first one, the church is not the temple building.
第二条呢也是跟第一条呢有关呢，就是教会呢不是一个殿。
Do not confuse the temple or the tabernacle in the Old Testament with the New Testament church.
不要把旧约里面的会幕和圣殿和新约里面的教会混为一谈。
The New Testament does not equate church with the temple of the Old Testament, the temple building of the Old Testament.
在新约里面呢，并没有把教会跟旧约里面的会幕和圣殿呢连在一起。
And third, the church is not an event.
第三点呢，就是教会呢不是一项活动。
It's not the time of the service per se.
不是一项活动的那段时间。
It's not something that only happens on Sundays.
并不是说仅仅在星期天发生的一件事情。
The New Testament never indicates that church is an event that happens only on Sundays.
新约里面呢，从来没有说过教会呢是仅仅只发生在星期天的一件事情。
The word church in the original language literally means the called out ones.
在最初的文字里面呢，它的教会的意思呢是。被呼召的那一群人。
The church means the gathering or the community of true believers called out from the world by God to serve and to worship Him.
教会呢，指的是那一群被呼召出来，从这个世界被呼召出来，来侍奉神，来敬拜神的那一些人，那个团体。
In other words, if you are a Christian this morning, then you are the church.
也就是说呢，如果你是一个基督徒的话呢，你就是教会。
And many images that the New Testament gives us regarding the church is the bride of Christ.
在新约里面呢，我们看到了很多的教会的一个形象，就是基督的心腹。
And this is clearly described in Ephesians.
在以弗所书呢，非常清楚的这样论述到。
The role of the church is to submit to Christ, because he is the head of the church.
教会的任务呢，就是要顺服基督，因为基督是教会的头。
And Jesus plays an important role in loving the church with sacrificial love.
耶稣基督呢，用这个牺牲的爱来爱教会。
Sanctifying love.
使他成圣的爱来爱他。
nourishing love,
滋养他的爱来爱教会,
and cherishing love,
用真爱的爱来爱教会。
And there is no doubt that Jesus loves his church by giving himself up for her through his death on the cross.
我们毫无疑问，耶稣借着在十字架上为他舍命来爱他的教会。
And that is his sacrificial love.
这就是牺牲的爱。
But we are going to focus on Jesus' sanctifying love.
但今天呢，我们要特别的来关注使他成圣的爱。
And I think many of us may understand that Jesus' death on the cross accomplished the work of salvation for his people.
我们很多人都知道耶稣基督在十字架上的受死成就了拯救他子民的这样一个一件大事。
We love to hear and we love to teach that, you know, salvation is by grace through faith alone.
我们常很爱听到或者是教导别人说得救是本乎恩。
However, if you only think that the purpose of Jesus' death on the cross was to give you a ticket to heaven when you believe in him and that's it,
但是呢，如果你想耶稣基督的受死是只是为了让你得到一张进天堂的门票的话呢，那你就大错特错了。
Then I will say, you know, you are deeply mistaken.
你就大错特错了。
Jesus did not simply come to save you from something such as sin and the wrath to come.
主耶稣基督不仅仅是来把你从一些罪或者是上帝的愤怒那边救出来。
But Christ saved you for something with a specific purpose.
他救你出来是要为了一个特别的目的的。
And we reread in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26 that Christ's death had a purpose.
我们在以弗所书的第五章二十六节里面看到呢，主耶稣的死他是有一个目的的。
Let me read that passage again.
我再来读一次那个经文。
Christ gave himself up for her that he might sanctify her.
基督为教会舍己，使他成为圣洁。
The purpose of Christ's death was to make the church holy and pure.
主耶稣在基督在十字架上的死是要教会成为圣洁。
And Jesus' purpose is to make her, the church, holy for himself as his own forever.
他为了他自己使教会成为圣洁，永远归他所有。
And to be holy means to be utterly set apart from the ways and the values of this world.
圣洁的意思就是完完全全的和这个世界的价值观和这个世界的方法完全的不同。
It also means to set apart for God and his purpose without compromising your commitment to the Lord.
也就是说了，为了神和他的旨意，跟这个世界分别出来，并且呢全然的委身于他。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 27, the ultimate purpose of Christ's death is to present the church to himself in splendor, without spots or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish.
在以弗所书的第五章二十七节，基督的死的最终的目的是把一个荣耀的、毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病的教会献给他自己。
And that is the picture that we get in Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 to 8.
我们呢也在启示录的第十九章第七到八节里面看到这幅图画。
Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚宴的时候到了，心腹也自己准备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
The purity of the church,
教会成为圣洁。
That is the purpose of Christ's death,
就是基督的死的目的。
That is why Christ died to save you, my brothers and sisters.
那也是为什么主耶稣基督为你我而死。
And you need to consider, or you need to know that this teaching is consistent in the New Testament.
你要知道在新约里面这一个教训呢是非常的始终重复出现的。
You need to know how consistent the purpose of Jesus' death is because Paul talks about it in another passage.
因为呢保罗呢在不同的经文里面呢提到他。
In Colossians chapter 1 verses 21 to 22, Paul says,And you who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, He has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy, blameless, and above reproach before him.
在哥罗西书的第一章二十一到二十二节是这样讲：你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们带到自己面前。
Now, this is very clear and is non-negotiable.
你知道这是非常清楚的，也是没有什么可疑惑的。
And we can learn from the Apostle Paul that his ministry purpose for the Church of Jesus Christ was to fulfill the purpose of Jesus' death. And that is to present her holy and blameless.
保罗侍奉的目标呢，也是实现耶稣死的这个目的，就是把教会圣，使教会成为圣洁。毫无瑕疵。
In Colossians chapter 1 verse 28, Paul says, Him as in Christ we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature, no, or perfect in Christ.
在哥罗西书的第一章二十八节是这样说的，我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2, Paul says, For I feel a divine jealousy for you, since I betrothed you to one husband, to present you as a pure virgin to Christ.
在哥林多后书的第十一章第二节是这样说，我为你们起的愤恨原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同圣洁的童女献给基督。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 19,My little children, for whom I am again in the anguish of childbirth, until Christ is formed in you.
在加拉太书的第四章十九节是这样说：我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心里。
Even the Apostle Paul understood this important mandate in his ministry.
使徒保罗呢，非常明白他的事工里面这一项重要的要求。
And in the passage in Galatians chapter 4 verse 19, Paul had such a deep affection and concern for the Galatians.
在加拉太书第四章十九节，保罗怀着这样子的爱和关心呢，因为对这些加拉太人呢怀着这样大的爱和关心，因为他们没有在属灵里面成长。
He had those feelings because they were, you know, the Galatians were not growing spiritually and they were being led astray by false teachers.
因为他们没有成在属灵里面没有成长，被一些假教师呢带到偏路上面去了。
He was in so much agony, kind of like a child giving birth to a child. He was in so much agony as he toils to bring Christians to Christ's likeness.
他是这样的痛苦，他就是的目的呢，他就是想要把他们带回到像耶稣基督的一个地步。
He labored so that he would bring the church to purity, holiness, perfection, and maturity.
他劳苦为要把教会带到一个圣洁、完美、成熟的一个地步。
Why is the purity of the church an important topic?
那为什么教会纯洁是这样重要呢？
We often talk about and pray for unity in the church.
我们常常呢为了教会的合一来祷告。
Unity is God's goal for the church.
教会合一呢是神的心意。
Jesus prayed for unity for us to have to be in unity in John chapter 17.
主耶稣自己呢在约翰福音第十七章呢为他的门徒们祷告，就是为了合一。
However, the theology textbooks that I used in my study almost always.Put the unity of the church and the purity of the church under the same chapter or under the same section.
在我所受的神学训练的当中呢，常常是把教会的纯正和教会的合一这两件事情呢，放在同一个章节里面，放在同一起的。
The reason is because there can be no true unity in the church without purity in the church.
原因就是如果教会没有不纯正的话呢，就不可能有真正的合一。
You know, you can tell that a church is pure when she is free from wrong doctrine and conduct.
当教会脱离了错误的教导和行为的时候呢，你就知道它是纯净的。
and how much she is conformed to God's will for the church as clearly revealed in God's word.
你可以看到一个教会它是怎么样在多大的程度上 来遵守神的旨意，那个神的旨意呢是在神的话语里面已经揭示出来的。
Now, John MacArthur rightly said this, and I quote,
John MacArthur 呢是一个美国著名的一个牧师，他曾经这样讲过。
I'm going to read the quote and then you can read the rest in the Chinese. When biblical calls for unity are considered alongside commands for purity and truth, it becomes clear that unity described in Scripture is not a superficial unity that turns a blind eye to fundamental doctrinal or moral issues. Rather, true unity is grounded in a shared commitment to the Lordship of Christ and the truth of His gospel. The New Testament rejects any so-called unity that dilutes doctrinal or moral purity. End quote.
这位牧师呢是这样讲，符合圣经教导的合一，以纯洁和真道呢同来考虑的时候，人们就可以很清楚地看到圣经里面所说的合一，不是一种肤浅的合一。肤浅的合一对教导和道德上的问题故意视而不见。然而，真正的合一是立足于大家一同对基督和福音真理的完全的委身。新约否定任何淡化教导和道德纯洁性的所谓合一。
There is no true unity that reflects God's desire and goal for the church if or when there are doctrinal or moral errors tolerated and not dealt with among believers.
当信徒当中有教导和道德上的错误存在并且没有去对付的时候呢，就没有神想要的真正的合一。
You see, the purity and the unity of the church are critical to the health of the church.
所以你看到教会的合一和教会的纯正、纯洁是非常非常，对教会的健康是非常非常重要的。
Both are to be distinguished, but they cannot be separated.
这两件事情呢，它是不同的两件事情，但是呢，它是不可分开的。
We shouldn't overemphasize one over the other.
我们不可能只强调其中的一件而忽略另外一件。
And why is that?
为什么呢？
Because this is not our church.
因为这个教会呢，不是我们的教会。
This is Christ's church.
这是基督的教会。
The church is His bride.
教会呢，是他的心腹。
He loves her.
他爱她。
He cherishes her.
他真爱她。
And if anyone dares to mess with her,
如果任何人敢于来破坏的话,
and that person ought to tremble in fear before the Lord Almighty God.
这个人就应该在全能的神面前恐惧战惊。
Now perhaps some of you who are, you know, leaders, elders, pastors, deacons, leaders of various ministry know that this is the clear teaching of God's word.
我也许呢，你们当中的执事、长老、牧师们，或者各个事工的领袖们呢，知道这是圣经里面清清楚楚的教导。
However, let me ask us, all of us, to reflect and ask ourselves these questions.
让我建议大家，我们一起来仔细的来思考，来问自己一个问题。
Does your vision or our vision for the church reflect Christ's purpose for the church?
我们对教会的意向，或者我们对教会的意向，是不是反映了神对教会的心意？
Do we labor to see believers mature in Christ?
我们是不是劳苦为要使信徒们在属灵上成熟起来？
I'm not saying that all of us must be perfect because we will never be perfect until the day of Christ, the day Jesus Christ comes back.
我不是说我们需要完美，因为在主耶稣再次到来之前，我们没有一个人可以达到完美。
You know, I had a conversation with a young lady the other day.
有一天呢，我和一位年轻的女士呢，有一个对话。
She was telling me that she was looking for a church.
她告诉我说她正在找一个教会。
And, you know, she and I talked, and she was trying to find a church, and we understood that there is no such thing as a perfect church.
她在找一个完美的教会，但是我们都知道的，世界上不存在完美的教会这样一个 这样一种教会。
But I told her this.
但是呢，我对她说。
You know, if one day you do find a perfect church,
如果有一天你总算找到了一个完美的教会的话呢,
then don't go to that church because you'll ruin it.
你就不要去那个教会，因为你会毁了它。
The reason is because, you know, we're all sinners.
原因是我们都是罪人。
We all have problems.
我们都有问题，都有毛病。
And that's why we need Christ to purify us and to sanctify us.
所以呢，我们需要主耶稣来洁净我们，来使我们成为圣洁。
So what I want to urge and plead with you, brothers and sisters, is for the church to become pure, not less.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹们，我想要敦促和恳求你们，让我们教会一起来变成更加的纯洁、纯正。
And if the church becomes less and less pure, then it will eventually become a false church.
如果我们的教会越来越掺杂、不纯正的时候呢，就会变成一个只是名义上的一个教会。
It will become a false church that has compromised the teachings of the Word of God for worldly teachings and worldly values, and it will look no different from secular society.
会变成一个只是名义上的教会，因为我们就会用世界的教导来代替神自己的话语的教导，那我们就和社会上的一个社团没有什么区别了。
Just as we must guard and grow in the unity of the church, so we must guard and grow in the purity of the church.
就像我们需要保护和促进一个教会的合一一样，我们也需要来保护和促进教会的纯洁。And
I suppose this leaves us with this question.
那我们就会问一个问题了。How? 怎么样做到?
How can we be a church that is pure?
我们怎么样才能成为一个更加纯洁的教会?
And if you are asking that question, and if you have the desire to see purity and holiness in the local church,
如果你在问这个问题，而且你想要我们教会呢变成一个更纯净、更纯洁的教会的话，
then you are asking to take part in an extremely painful task.
那你就是自己找上门来，要参与到一个非常艰巨的一件事情当中来。
Look at the ministry of Paul as you read first in Second Corinthians and Galatians.
当你在 读哥林多前后书和加拉太书的时候，
because those churches were full of problems.
你就看到保罗的他的事工，这两个教会呢充满了各样的问题。
You know, the Galatians had doctrinal problems.
在加拉太的教会呢，他们有教义上的问题。
You know, the Corinthian church had moral problems.
在哥林多教会呢，他们有道德上的问题。
And so hence, Paul had to work hard and toil to see God's people to be more doctrinally and morally pure.
所以呢，使徒保罗他辛勤的工作非常的劳苦，以至于他才能看到神的子民们变得更像耶稣基督。
And so, are you ready to know how a church can become pure?
所以呢，你想不想知道一个教会怎么样才能变得更纯正、更纯洁呢？
Jesus prayed to the Father this prayer for his disciples in John 17:17.
主耶稣在约翰福音第十七章第十七节为他的门徒们向天父祷告。
Sanctify them with your truth. Your word is truth.
他说用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
The word of God embodies truth.
神的话代表着真理。
It is therefore the standard of truth against which everything else must be tested and compared.
所以呢，真理，这个真理呢，就是用来，就是其他的一切都要来和这个真理来做对照，来检验的。
And the word of God, the word of truth, gives us at least 12 signs of the purity of the church.
神的话语里面有十七个一个教会的纯洁的标志，纯洁的特征。
You have those lists in your bulletin this morning.
今天在秩序表里面呢，有一张纸上面呢，已经有这十二项罗列出来的。I
will actually go through this list rather quickly.
我想请你们呢，快速的来浏览一下。We
can know that a church is becoming purer when the church upholds first doctrine.
如果一个教会高举以下这些十二条的话呢，我们就知道这个教会就在变得越来越纯净。
Second, church leadership, that is the plurality of elders.
第一条呢是健全的教义，第二条呢是教会的领袖，就是一个教会是多数群体的一个多数人参加的一个群体。
Third, church discipline.
教会的纪律，这是第三项。
Fourth, church membership.
第四，教会会员。
Fifth, discipleship.
第五，门徒训练。
Sixth, evangelism.
六，传福音。
Seven, preaching.
七，正道。
Eight, prayer.
八，祈祷。
Nine, the gospel.
九，传福音。
10. The administration of the ordinances, such as the baptism and the Lord's Supper.
第十呢是守当守的礼，比如说施洗、圣餐等。
11. Worship.
第十一敬拜。
And then 12. Fellowship.
第十二团契。
And there could be many more I could add.
我还可以加上一些。
But what I would encourage you is to go home and study those passages.
我鼓励大家呢，回家以后呢，去把后面罗列的那些经文呢，都来研读一下。
You know, some people, and especially there are some Christians, they have so many opinions about the church and how she should function.
很多的基督徒呢，对教会应该怎么样来运作，怎么样来发挥它的功用呢，有很多不同的意见。
But they spend so little time studying the Bible more in depth and learning the theology of the church.
但是呢，他们花很少的时间，他们几乎不花时间呢，来研读神的话语。
We must uphold and submit ourselves under the teaching of God's word.
我们必须要好好的来学习神的话语。
God has given us the blueprint for how the church is to function.
神已经在圣经里面给了我们一个教会怎么样发挥功效的很多的蓝图。
It is the word of God that teaches us everything that we need to believe and to do.
神的话语教导我们所有一切我们所需要相信的和所需要去做的。
What we need to believe in, what we need to do to be a church that is pure.
我们需要相信，需要做，以至于我们的教会可以成为一个更加纯洁的一个教会。
And if we stray from the Bible and adopt the wisdom of this age to do church,
如果我们偏离圣经而去跟随这个世界的教导的话
Then we start to fall away from the purity of the church.
那我们的教会就不再圣洁
And so we should not.
所以呢我们不应该
We cannot.
我们不可以
And we must not.
我们不能
Stray from the truth lest we fall into falsehood.
我们不可以偏离正道以免落入错误当中
Jesus loves his church, the bride.
耶稣爱教会，爱他的心腹。
In love, he gave himself up for her that he might sanctify her so that she would be holy, spotless, and pure.
在爱里面，他为她舍己，要把她变成圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Whereas human brides prepare themselves for their husbands, Christ prepares his own bride for himself.
对人来说呢，人的心腹呢，他们自己预备，为他们的丈夫呢预备自己。但是主耶稣基督呢，自己来预备他的心腹。
And so, can reflect and ask ourselves these questions.
所以呢，我想请大家来好好的思想，来问你自己这样一些问题。
Am I living out the ultimate purpose of Christ's death in my daily life?
我每一天是不是活出来基督的死所要成就的目的
Am I growing in purity and in Christ's likeness?
我有没有一天天成长为更像耶稣基督
So I want to challenge all of us to consider this message.
所以呢，我向大家挑战，请大家来思考这两个问题
To be holy and to be pure.
要纯洁纯正
Let's pray.Lord God, please purify us.
亲爱的天父，求你来洁净我们。
And please unite us.
让我们合一。
Oh Lord Jesus, we so need your sanctifying love.
我们真的是非常的需要你，使我们纯洁的那样的爱。
And may you continue to help us in the days to come.
以至于你可以在未来的时日来继续的来帮助我们。
To be a church that reflects your purpose, why you die for us.
我们想成为你的旨意里面的那样一间教会。
And I pray all these things in the name of Jesus.
我这样的祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.